Last night, approximately 60 citizens filled the Vestavia Hills Board of Education boardroom. About as many milled around outside. Although there were a number of items discussed, most everyone there were only interested in one word, mascot.
Logos change. It doesn't change who you are. It modifies how you are branded. I recommend to the board we remain the Vestavia Hills Rebels and that we enter into an aggressive process with a professional firm for the purpose of rebranding and repositioning our mascot.
That was the recommendation from Superintendent of the Vestavia Hills Board of Education, Sheila Phillips. Minutes later, the board voted unanimously to approve what many consider a compromise. Keep the name, scrap the mascot. Stephen Kraft feels the decision is a positive thing for the community and should be a valuable teaching moment for students.
Well, I think this is a very positive step forward for inclusiveness for the community. I know there's still concern over the name Rebel, and that's something that we're going to need to reclaim, especially in the context of where we are in the Deep South.
Dean Paul disagrees.
I was part of the student body that chose the Rebel name and the Rebel mascot. Both of those things were chosen to reflect rebellion. There was no connection to anything shameful about the Confederacy or slavery or anything like that.
Superintendent Phillips noted that the process of choosing a new mascot will be comprehensive. It will include all interested parties and stakeholders, especially students of Vestavia Hills High School. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.